Okay, Navigators, we're going to divert a little bit from our usual type of episode today where we're talking strictly about AI and marketing. And we're going to do a little bit of a discussion around some of the events that are unfolding in the world of WordPress. I'm sure that if you are an agency owner out there or a small business owner, you have probably come across WordPress or some type of CMS, content management system, in your work. And the digital marketers out there, I'm quite sure you are well aware of WordPress, because for those of you who didn't know, WordPress currently powers somewhere around 43% of the internet. So if you have never heard of WordPress, that's okay too. We'll explain the basics of it and really the discussion today and what's going on in the WordPress community at the time. You can download the WordPress software and host it with a third party, and you'll have full control over your site, which is not the case in a managed WordPress environment. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily digest in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we're going to divert a little bit from our usual type of episode today where we're talking strictly about AI and marketing. And we're going to do a little bit of a discussion around some of the events that are unfolding in the world of WordPress. I'm sure that if you are an agency owner out there or a small business owner, you have probably come across WordPress or some type of CMS, content management system, in your work. And the digital marketers out there, I'm quite sure you are well aware of WordPress. Because for those of you who didn't know, WordPress currently powers somewhere around 43% of the internet. So if you have never heard of WordPress, that's okay too. We'll explain the basics of it and really the discussion today and what's going on in the WordPress community at the time is a larger discussion around open source software itself. So even if you don't really know so much about WordPress, or you're not spending so much time in there, that's all right. Open source software is a big part of the AI world anyway, especially in the age of digital marketing. It's a big part of the marketing world too. So there you go. I was able to tie it back to marketing after all. Okay, so a little bit of background for anybody who doesn't know what WordPress is. WordPress is an open source content management system, or CMS. It allows businesses, individuals, organizations to create and manage websites. It primarily started out as a blog website builder. That's how WordPress got its start way back. But now you can really build any type of website or support any type of website using WordPress. And again, it's powering about 43% of all websites on the known internet, which is just an insane stat. And it makes what we're going to talk about today all the more interesting and gives it so many more implications. Okay, so some of the key features of WordPress are its open source nature. It is a free and open source software. It can be licensed under the GPL V2 license, which means that people can use it and modify it and distribute it for free. Something you should keep that in mind as we go through the sequence of events in today's episode. One of the reasons it became so popular initially was for its ease of use. Now, I will say that there has grown a bit of a learning curve with WordPress compared to some of the other builders out there like Wix or Webflow maybe. But I think it makes up for some of the confusion and some of the clunkiness many times over in its flexibility, customization features, and the wide adoption across the internet that we mentioned. So let's do a little bit of history of WordPress here, now let's touch a little bit on the history of WordPress, because it's pretty important to today's news. WordPress was first released in 2003 by Matt Mullenweg and Mike Little, and it was a fork. You can almost think of it as like a copy of some code, of some software. It was a fork of a different project that was called B2 Cafe Log. And since then, it has grown to be that 43% monster of the internet that it is. So let's talk a little bit more about the players in this saga. The first one is the company Automattic. Automattic is a global distributed company that was founded by Matt Mullenweg a couple years after he forked WordPress. It was founded in 2005, and they are also the creators, Automattic that is, of WordPress.com. So it's a little important also to understand the difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. WordPress.org is the open source community platform where that core WordPress code, that open source code, can be downloaded for free, can be obtained and managed, whereas WordPress.com is its own offering from Automattic, a for-profit managed WordPress offering. Essentially, it's the difference between self-hosting and managed hosting. WordPress.com offers the managed WordPress hosting, which is a service in which a company or a provider takes care of most of the technical aspects of the hosting, and allows you to spin up a WordPress website on their servers using their technology. And typically they'll take care of the maintenance and the backups and security and offer a bunch of other features that help users implement those things. Now, WordPress.org, again, is where you can grab the core of WordPress itself and you can self-host that code. You can download the WordPress software and host it with a third party, and you'll have full control over your site, which is not the case in a managed WordPress environment. Of course, another big difference there is that when you go with a managed WordPress system or a managed WordPress service, you're going to have to pay for it. Whereas if you're self-hosting WordPress, it's entirely free. Okay, so back to Automattic, the ones who run WordPress.com. They are known for being a primary contributor to the WordPress open source project, obviously. And over the years, they have created a ton of products and plugins that are very well known and very well adopted across the WordPress environment. Things like Woo or WooCommerce, which is the WordPress e-commerce platform, Jetpack, Kismet, Gravatar, Tumblr is now owned by Automattic, and many more other technologies as well. And so on one side of this affair, we have Automattic and Matt Mullenweg. And then on the other side, we have WP Engine. Now, WP Engine is another managed WordPress hosting company who offers that as their primary service. And it's probably one of the most popular, if not the most popular and well-known managed WordPress hosting available, as well as one of the best ones, in my opinion. They specialize in offering managed WordPress solutions and really have managed to provide, like I said, a top-tier level of performance and maintenance compared to a lot of the other offerings out there. And that brings us to the drama. Essentially, what has happened is Automattic has claimed that WP Engine is infringing on the WordPress trademark by using it in their branding and service offerings without the proper licensing. So essentially, they're offering WordPress services with WordPress in the name, which is something that several third-party companies do. It's part of the appeal to using WordPress as a business. But Automattic claims that the improper licensing or licenses were not being used, and WP Engine argues, obviously, against that, that their use of the WordPress trademark is, in fact, covered under fair use. Now, it should be noted, I'm not an attorney, obviously, but given the fact that multiple companies have been operating with WordPress in this way for multiple years, I have to believe that this sudden change of opinion from Automattic seems less than genuine, or is not in good faith, as it would seem to me on the surface. In addition, Automattic has demanded of WP Engine that they contribute more actively and more deliberately to the open source product and project, asking them or demanding them that they pay 8% of their monthly revenue as a royalty for the trademark, which goes against the entire concept of WordPress, essentially. And it's the opinion of Automattic and some people in the community that WP Engine should be doing more to contribute to the community, which is fine. I can understand you feeling that way, but I don't think it should lead to unilaterally deciding that they are not contributing enough or they're not contributing in the right way. And that clearly sets a dangerous precedent in what a good number of, which is what a good number of WordPress users, developers, and people in the community feel right now. In fact, there's a good amount of people at Automattic who felt that it was setting a dangerous precedent. And we'll talk in a minute here about the offer that they were given should they like to leave the company during all of this turmoil. Now, in the midst of Automattic's quote-unquote attack on WP Engine, WP Engine filed a lawsuit against Automattic and Matt Mullenweg, basically accusing them of extortion and defamation and abuse of power, among other things here. And Automattic followed up with a cease and desist letter to WP Engine, alleging their copyright infringement. Now, I just mentioned that Automattic had several employees who felt that the direction Matt Mullenweg was headed in this action was not correct. And actually, 8% of total employees, 159 total employees, ended up leaving the company, accepting an offer of severance and a pretty good deal. Supporters of Automattic say that this was a good way to clean house. Detractors say that it's obvious evidence of the crumbling structure over there. Well, I guess that's yet to be seen, but it should be somewhat telling that 159 employees of Automattic felt that this was wrong. So what does this all mean for the rest of us, the users, the builders, and marketers who maybe aren't contributing actively to WordPress, who aren't at the big managed WordPress companies and who aren't being sued, but who just need to run our businesses and run our websites? And unfortunately, the answer isn't very clear, and there's a lot of fear and trepidation and reluctance now to dive into WordPress from management at different enterprises, or specifically programmers and developers, people who make their money building in the WordPress environment, whether that's plugins or themes. These people feel a lot less comfortable doing so now, and I can't blame them. If Matt Mullenweg can have a bad day and decide to take over your plugin, for instance, which is what happened yesterday, actually. It's one of the most popular plugins developed by WP Engine, Advanced Custom Fields. It really did essentially just get taken over by WordPress. They changed the name. They appear to have taken the URLs. And that was that. Now, they do mention the fact that you can continue to pay WP Engine for the premium version of ACF. You don't need to use this new free version called Secure Custom Fields offered by WordPress. But this does very little to appease the concerns of developers and companies and the market as a whole when it comes to WordPress, considering that it was so easy and so drastic a move to take over ACF, a plugin that had about 2 million plus active installations, I believe. Beyond that, this is going to fracture the community as well, a community that has been held together so strongly by the ethos of open source is now setting up camps, and people are either staking their claim on the pro WP Engine side of things or the pro automatic side of things. And certain plugins have already stated that they will no longer support any WP Engine websites. There's a plugin I use a lot called All-in-One WP Migration, offered by a company called ServeMask, and they announced that they would no longer be supporting WordPress websites on WP Engine. So the reverberations of this are definitely going to be felt for quite a while, especially if you're a WP Engine user. You were already missing out on updates and core support for a short period of time, and I believe that that was restored, but it may be once again withheld now from WP Engine customers. I'm not sure. Now, there are also those people on the socials saying that, you know, this is all going to blow over. WordPress is just too big to fail, and that it's going to survive this rocky moment in time. And I do tend to agree with that. I do believe that WordPress is so big and so broad and so adopted now that some drama between two of the top managed WordPress companies, probably the two main managed WordPress companies, shouldn't completely destroy it. But its future is definitely more in question now. And it's my belief that this has somewhat tarnished the legacy of Matt Mullenweg and Automattic and the open source goals that WordPress was created to achieve. In the meantime, this agency here at Digital Pop is going to continue to build in WordPress, and I imagine many other agencies will as well. And I can't tell you if you're an agency that builds in WordPress whether or not you should continue to build there or if you should seek other CMSs. Many of us are at that place now where at least exploring other CMSs is probably a good idea. Maybe it's time to create a Webflow account and see what Webflow is all about. Only time will tell. We'll all have to hang on for the ride as we see where Automattic and WP Engine take us. Rest assured that we will continue to keep you updated here at the AI Marketing Navigator. And please let me know your thoughts and feelings on everything that's going on in the WordPress world right now. If you are a part of it, I'm curious and eager to engage in conversations with people who feel the same way as I do or feel differently. Just let me know. I'm just curious. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify and right here. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.